Hey, Dan here, dialing in another twat. And today, instead of talking about technology directly, I'm going to talk about a handy little resource for the technological enthusiast. If you're like me, you read a lot of books, you like to buy books, and have the books available to you at your fingertips whenever you need them. Some of the more popular books that I, or line of books that I prefer are the O'Reilly books, the Addison Wesley, and so on. Really great books. But I found that I was spending, when given a chance, $30-$40 at least a month on books. And in fact, most books that you would go out and buy in a bookstore, like Barnes & Noble or Borders or something, you're gonna drop at least $30 in most cases on average. So if you're a fairly avid reader of computer books, one of the things you might want to look into is this nice little service that O'Reilly has is called the Safari Bookshelf or Safari Books Online. Now, I started the Safari Books Online about a year ago after hearing about it from a friend of mine, and it's been a pretty cool service. Basically, there's different subscription pricings that range from $10 a month all the way up to $40 plus a month. Now, what that essentially gives you is what's called a bookshelf in their online library. So you get a bookshelf, and each slot in those bookshelves is essentially one book. So for your $10 a month, you get a five-slot bookshelf, which is a basic Safari Basic. For $14.99 a month, you get a 10-slot bookshelf, which means you can put 10 of those books in your bookshelf at the Safari Basic. And you get to read those books throughout that month. Now, there's another service they have. It's called Safari Max. That starts at $20 a month for a 10-slot bookshelf. Now, some of the additional features that Safari Max gives you is you're able to download 5 chapters a month included in the subscription price. So you get 5 credits, and each credit usually allows you to download a specific chapter. Now, some chapters might cost a little more, but you can pull that chapter down and keep it in a PDF format. You can download more tokens if you like in that subscription range. And then it also gives you, if you want to actually buy the book outright, a 30% discount on O'Reilly books, and then you get a 35% discount on Addison Wesley, Adobe Press, Cisco Press, Hewlett Packard Press, New Writers, Prentice Hall, Peach Pit Press, Sun Microsystems Press, Sam and Q. So if you recognize, if you read a lot of books from those publishers, you get some discounts, but that also provides you with kind of a window as to what books are available in the Safari subscription service. Now, recently they added what's called the Safari Library, which does away with the Safari Bookshelf. And I believe it's an introductory rate of $39 a month, allows you to swap books in and out at your leisure. So you don't have to wait the 30-day period, which I should probably step back and explain a second how the bookshelf actually works. Okay, when you start your Safari subscription, you get a bookshelf with as many slots as your subscription level allots. For instance, I have the Max Small, which is Safari Max, which gives me the token, download tokens, which starts at a 10-slot bookshelf. So that means I can subscribe or put into that bookshelf up to 10 books. Now, some books, like Unix Power Tools, require 2 slots. I think it all depends on the actual price of the book, how it works, and maybe the size of the book. But by and large, most books are going to take up 1 slot on your bookshelf. Now, that 1 slot, When you stick that book in your bookshelf, you have to keep that in there for 30 days. You cannot swap that book out until the end of those 30 days, basically that month. So you basically, in a nutshell, you get access to 10 books for 30 days for that price. Now, when the 30 days is up, you can remove that book at your leisure right there. If you are done with it, you pull it out, add another book in. If you want to keep it in there, at that point, after the 30 days, you can keep it in as long as you want. And then when it's time to move on to a different book, just pull that out of your bookshelf, put the different book in there. Essentially, you're getting access to almost O'Reilly's entire library of books, in addition to some of the other ones like Addison Wesley, Q, Sam's, Peach Pit Press. You get all those books, everything from applied sciences to software engineering, programming. So if you do a lot of reading and you don't mind reading the books on your computer or having access to your books on the computer, it's something to start looking into. What would be even better, you might want to look into, is if the company you work for or, you know, the school that you're going to, your university, might be interested in getting a Safari subscription. There's enterprise-level subscriptions that gives your IT or your programming department access to a similar bookshelf-type service. And you have those books at your fingertips then, no matter where you are, at home, at work, at the public library, you can get into your account. It's a pretty handy thing. The only downside I see to it is if you're a really fast reader and you skim through, you read through that book in a couple of days, you still have to keep it around in your bookshelf for the 30 days. Additionally, another downside is it's you don't actually physically have the book though, so you can't take it to the to the crapper with you, if you don't have access to your computer, you just can't read through it. You're stuck to reading it on your computer, your PDA, your wire, your cell phone, whatever you have access to the World Wide Web with, to the Safari bookshelf. So that's kind of the downside, but I mean, it's got some really good positives to it. Now, if you really wanted to, I'm sure you could just copy the text out of the web pages and put them into a text editor or a word processor and save it for later, and you could sit there and do that for an entire book. It'd probably take you about an hour or so as you skim through the pages. And then you have it at your fingertips whenever you want it in an electronic format. And if you really wanted to, you could print it out. You're not going to get a nice book, so to speak, like you would buy off the shelf, but you're going to have access to the same information. So it's something to check out. You can head over to O'Reilly.com's website, or the actual URL for it is safari.O'Reilly.com, and that'll put you right there to Safari Books Online. If you're, you're on the fence, you think it might be pretty cool, you're not sure, they offer a free 14-day trial, so you can check out the Safari Books Online for 14 days and see if it suits your needs. That's all I have for this week. Keep on keeping on, and you have a good one. Bye.
Ich bin Adam, Prinz von Eternia und Verteidiger der Geheimnisse von Schloss Grayskull. Dies ist Fringer, mein furchtloser Freund. Wunderbare Geheimkräfte erschlossen sich mir, als ich eines Tages mein Zauberschwert ausstreckte und sagte, bei der Macht von Grayskull. Ich habe die Kraft! Da wurde zur mächtigen Battlecat und ich wurde He-Man, der mächtigste Mann des Universums. Nur drei andere kennen das Geheimnis. Die Freunde Sorceress, Mad-Arms und Orko. Gemeinsam verteidigen wir die Geheimnisse von Schloss Grayskull vor den bösen Mächten von Skeletor. He-Man.